Welcome back to the Farm Forward podcast on WITYradio.com. In this episode, our own Jesslyn Eisenman sits down with BHRA officers Candace Behrens and Madison Heydrich about their upcoming FFA week, as well as their auction just around the corner at Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin High School. We will dive in with Candace, Madison, and Jesslyn right after a word from our sponsor, Illinois Grain and Seed Equipment.
Hi, this is Owen Getz with IGSE, your local GSI grain systems dealer. If you are thinking about upgrading or building a new grain system, we are here to help. With our experienced sales staff, 3D design team, and construction capacity, we can build and service any farm facility. From service calls to greenfield sites, we can cover it all for our farmers. Call us at 815-457-2979 or visit us online at igse.ag.
This is Jesslyn Eisenman here at Bismarck with the FFA President and Vice President.
Hi, my name is Candace Behrens. I'm the BHRA FFA President. I've been actively involved with farming and agriculture since I was born, since I have grown up on a farm. I've been showing pigs since about 2018 within my SAE for FFA, and I really am excited to start this year off.
Hey, I'm Madison Heydrich. I am currently the Vice President at BHRA FFA. I've been in FFA since I was a freshman. Agriculture, I've always been around it my whole life. Around 8 years old, I started showing lambs. Then I showed cattle for a couple of years. Then I'm back on the lambs, and I kind of keep my record book on that for FFA.
Madison, you mentioned your record book. How is that going? Because I know there are some contests coming up, or maybe we're just getting over. Like you said, you have to have yours done by Monday. So how is that going for you?
Yeah, so just last Friday, I competed for section and I won with my lamb record book. And coming up, we are going to have our district. So I'm just kind of getting the last touches on that so I can hopefully go past district.
Yes, hopefully. Good luck. Candace, how about you?
Recently, on Friday, for the Section 18 Proficiency Awards, I won my area in swine production entrepreneurship, where I will then advance to the district level while also competing for my state degree.
I'm also going for my state degree along with Candace. We both kind of went past our section level.
So how do you prepare for the judging portion of your record books going into district?
So I always get a lot of questions on my feed, so I always make sure I have kind of the ingredients that are in my feed and the different percentage like protein, fat, and fiber, and any top dresses that I add on. I also know some basic knowledge just about my lambs, what I look for, and what I do on a day-to-day basis, just so I can show them that I wrote my record book and I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, definitely going along with that. Just to prepare, I like to scan over my record book, go over different finances, feed expenses, et cetera, things like that. Especially since my book has been built for 3 years, it's definitely a lot of stuff to memorize. It can be really difficult during some times. As Madison has said, there are a lot of feed questions, feed expenses, and stuff like that.
So you both are heavily involved in livestock. Do you show outside of FFA at all, or do you both just heavily focus on the Georgetown FFA show?
Throughout the year with my show pigs, I do go to different shows throughout the year. I really do try to target the Section 18 FFA fair that's at the Georgetown Fair. That is one of my main priority shows. While I also do show for my 4-H show at the Iroquois County Fair because my 4-H club is there, where I also compete at state.
Yeah, kind of going along with that, a big thing is the Section 18 Fair. I compete in that, and then I stay there from Georgetown Fair. I compete there, and also for my Clover Buds, I do at Georgetown. And I go to a couple little jackpot shows. I've been to Moultrie Douglas, Arthur, just kind of around the state of Illinois. And then I also do compete in the Illinois State Fair.
Let's talk about auction, because that's kind of the talk right now. It's happening with a lot of other schools here in this area, and it's always a big hit here at Bismarck. So let's talk about what kind of items you guys bring in.
So this year will be our third annual FFA auction. It will be held at Turner Run Banquet Center in Danville. It is Saturday, February 28th. The doors open at 4 p.m. and dinner is at 4:30. The auction starts at 6 p.m. We are expecting a lot of amazing items, as we already have collected and still are collecting, so donations are still open for that. If you would like to visit our Facebook online, you can go under BHRA FFA Alumni and Supporters Group, where you can find the Octree events to find different auction items that have already been listed. We have so many great items that are available and a great dinner.
There's so many different things that are in our auction, kind of a wide variety, a lot of different tools, baskets, and stuff like that that people have donated, and we're hoping to get some more donations as we finish it off.
So talking about upcoming events, you guys had moms and different kind of fundraisers like that the first semester of this year. So let's talk about that and how your sales were.
Our sales definitely had a great outcome. We had a really large amount of mums that had been purchased, and we are so greatly thankful for that, as that money gets pushed towards us for different events, and CDEs, SAEs kind of go towards us that really do help us and benefit us. We recently had a fruit sale, which had a tremendous outcome for that, and we are so incredibly thankful for that. As for our fundraiser this year, that will also be our dinner and auction.
Yeah, so our banquet is going to be held around May. So during our banquet, we just kind of get our awards at the end of the year, anybody that placed in the top 10. We have different awards like Workhorse, Chapter Green Hand, DeKalb Award, Honorary Award, and those kids just kind of get recognized and they look back at the year just so everybody can kind of see what our FFA chapter has accomplished.
So you guys are both juniors, and Candace, you're the president, and Madison, you're the vice president. So what would you guys tell the incoming officers for next year, like words of advice?
Some great words of advice that I've always been told that I never really would grab onto until I had gotten older would definitely be to get involved. I know that's very hard to get out of your shell as a freshman. I know I was, and I know Madison was too. We really didn't talk as much during our intro to ag class, but over time, as we've gotten older and gotten along with everybody, you definitely do come out of your shell. FFA isn't just kind of a class thing, but I feel like we all come together as one big friend group.
Yeah, I wouldn't say these are words of advice, but some kids that they can look up is opportunities are really endless in FFA. It doesn't really stop at you don't have to be a farmer or be surrounded in agriculture. You can live in town or in the city, and you can still be involved in FFA because there's so many opportunities and jobs in FFA. You could sit behind a computer and still be involved in the agricultural field.
So talking about upcoming events, FFA Week is just around the corner. What do you guys do to hype everyone up that's in FFA, or even just get the rest of the high school involved in FFA Week?
FFA Week is a big part of our school year, especially within the second semester. As the first semester, we kind of focus on homecoming week, where people can also look forward to FFA Week. We have different dress-up days. During our assemblies, we have a different activities such as relay games and stuff like that. There's prizes that you can win. During the week, we decorate the halls for blue and gold, and the school has a lot of fun with it.
Also, one day, we usually do it on the last day, we have a tractor driving day. So any of the kids in FFA who have a tractor, they can drive their tractor to school. And we also have Kiss a Pig. So the kids donate money to whatever teacher they want to kiss the pig, and whichever teacher raises the most money by the end of the week has to kiss the pig.
So talking about the high school here at Bismarck, how many students would you say are in your high school total compared to the FFA members that you guys have this year?
Yeah, in the Bismarck, the BHRA high school, there's around 450 students. And then there's around 75 that are enrolled in an ag class, which then they're also in FFA.
What motivated you two to becoming officers? Because it's a big responsibility, and you guys are both juniors, so that could be a little overwhelming.
As being a very intimidating and scary freshman that I was, never really coming out of my shell, there was a certain senior that definitely I feel like took me under my wing, and that would be Jordan Rutan. She helped me a lot come out of my shell as she was a senior and encouraged me and pushed me to be the best that I can be. She showed that just because you're older or maybe younger, you can still accomplish great things.
Yeah, every time I think of somebody who I kind of look up to is definitely my grandpa. He has a bunch of pictures of stuff that he accomplished in his FFA career. And looking at that, I just want to make him proud and the people around him to show that all their accomplishments and achievements are being looked up to on the younger generations. Yeah, my grandpa, he's kind of a big deal. I really look up to him. I always, after my CDEs and stuff, I always like to call him and let him know how I do. And kind of hearing the joy that he has behind the phone, it just makes me kind of happy that I do what I do. And it pushes me to do better and better every day and stay active in the FFA. And my family just kind of helps me out with that too. They're very supportive and they help me out. And the kids around me, it makes it a lot easier when you have kids that you can get along with, and it makes it more of an enjoyable experience.
So speaking of CDEs, what CDEs does the Bismarck FFA compete in?
Bismarck FFA competes in just about every competition that there is, except for maybe one or two, maybe if we can't make it or can't form a proper team. Some highlights that we have would be ag sales and livestock judging. We try to focus on those. Those are ones that kids around here really enjoy and really try to focus our time.
Yeah, other ones we go to are land use, dairy judging, meat judging, poultry judging, tractor driving is also during the land use, and we do also job interview, which is during ag sales. Yeah, so like Candace had said, we try really hard with our ag sales and our livestock judging, and we've done really well with the ag sales. We have moved on to district every year, and most of our kids, we place really well. We have a good team that can work together. And livestock judging, we have multiple kids that place in the top 10 at section. And then there's no district for that. You just move straight to state. And we've been in the top three our 3 years that we've been in high school. Other ones, we have some kids that do really well and we place in the top 10. I think this year so far, we've had around 14 kids that have placed in the top 10 just at different events. So we've been pretty successful this year and we hope to do better the rest of the year.
So it is very clear that you guys are successful at CDEs, but what goes on behind the scenes before you compete at those CDEs? Do you guys get together and have team meetings? What kind of things go on behind the scenes before the CDEs? Because they are intimidating, and maybe you don't know much about that CDE, but you have to have practices.
Prepping for CDEs, we usually try to come to the schools within the morning. We usually get here about 7:30 and work until school starts, where we have different practices, different mock interviews or tests for the specific CDE that we're doing. We run over the mock of how it would go over.
Yeah, going off what Candace said a little bit more specifically, for ag sales, Miss Ames would put us together a binder. This year we sold greenhouses. So just kind of going over all the notes that were in there about the greenhouses and just understanding the sizes so we didn't have to keep looking back at it and just kind of memorizing that to look like the real salesperson. And then in livestock judging, we kind of watch videos and just decide as a group, and we also do some on our own and just looking at the different terms and deciding how to place the class.
So reflecting back on this year and just the past 3 years for you in FFA, how will FFA shape you, because you have 1 year left, how will it shape you for your future after high school?
Yeah, so FFA and even showing my livestock has kind of given me that work ethic and responsibility that I'm going to need for my future and my career. I would like to maybe help my grandpa with selling the seed, and I feel that the traits that FFA has given me, it's kind of gave me that drive that I need, and it's also got me out of my shell, because coming in and as a freshman, I wouldn't really talk, and it's definitely got me more out of my shell, and yeah, I kind of get more comfortable, and I'm more confident with myself than I was before.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And going along with that, I have definitely learned a lot of great leadership skills and different public speaking skills, as I had not been very good with public speaking. And I feel like it has definitely given me a lot of great leadership skills to engage with others and become a better team leader.
Well, thank you guys so much, Candace and Madison, the Bismarck FFA president and vice president. This was truly a pleasure. This is Jesslyn Eisenman here for WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio here at Bismarck FFA.
Thanks, Jesslyn. For more episodes of the Farm Forward podcast, head to WITYradio.com. Click on the podcast section for Farm Forward. We also have it under the drop-down menu for our farm section. We'll have more episodes coming very, very soon. I'm Chad Baker.